program for Wednesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today on this Wednesday morning. How interesting, how exciting it is to read about this man, Philip, the man who has an open heart and will to God, and how that God directed him down an open road of service. And there he found a man riding along in a chariot and reading an open Bible. And what a good combination, because this man had an open heart. And Philip began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they rode along in a chariot, they came to an open body of water. And the Ethiopian said, "Here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And we read there in the 8th chapter of Acts about that. In verse 38, where he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And now let's notice today, verse 39, something else is found here in reference to the word open. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. We have the word open implied here. They went into an open body of water, this man with an open heart who really believed. He was baptized, and he came up out of the water rejoicing, and heaven was open to him. How wonderful to come unto salvation, to believe and accept Jesus, and to be baptized into Christ, and then to be raised some water to go on our way rejoicing. Heaven was open to him. He found an open heaven. Our Lord had said back in John chapter 3, verse 5, in view of his coming kingdom, as he spoke to Nicodemus, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Yes, heaven was open to the Ethiopian now because he had been born of water and of the Spirit. He had repented and been baptized, like Acts 2:38 says. Now, I'd like us to particularly notice this because there's confusion today on this subject, and many do not realize these scriptures are in the Bible. In Acts 2:38, Peter said to these people when the church was established, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." And he said the promise was to them, to their children, those that were far off, even as many as the Lord their God would call. And then they were told to save themselves from the untoward generation. And then they that gladly received his word were baptized. All right, heaven was open to those people when they repented and were baptized into Jesus, when they were born of the water and the Spirit, and they were baptized for the remission of their sins. This is a point that needs to be made because many do not see that. They do not realize that's in the Bible. What does it mean to be baptized for the remission of sins? According to Acts chapter 22, verse 16, where Paul is rehearsing his conversion to Christ as he speaks there to before the Jews, he got down to the place when he accepted Christ in verse 16, where Ananias came to him and he said, "And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." We're baptized to get our sins washed away. Washed away by the blood of Christ, not by the water, but by the blood of Christ. Romans chapter 6, verse 4 says, "Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life." Yes, heaven is open to a person who believes and is baptized as he is raised to walk in newness of life, and his sins have been taken away in baptism as he has been baptized for the remission of his sins. As I said, many don't believe this, but this is what the Bible says. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 27, the Apostle Paul says here, "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." We put on Christ when we're baptized. We become Christians. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21, the Apostle Peter had talked about in the times of Noah in verse 20 how that 8 souls were saved by water. And verse 21, "The like figure whereunto even baptism does also now save us, not the putting away the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ." The Apostle Peter says that baptism saves us, even as the water lifted up the ark and saved the people on it in the time of Noah. We are saved in the waters of baptism, not just by the water, but by the answer of a good conscience. By the blood of Jesus Christ, we are saved when we repent and are baptized into Christ. Yes, heaven was open to the Ethiopian. Thank you for listening today.